This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Former Austin Mayor Gus Garcia died earlier this week. Garcia was many firsts. The first Hispanic trustee to serve on the school board. The first elected Hispanic mayor of Austin. His family is arranging a private funeral, but next month there will be a public memorial. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has this remembrance of him.
In 1972, Garcia won his first election to the Austin Independent School District Board of Trustees. He called his father to tell him the news.
First question that he asked is, how much do they pay for this job? I said, no, Dad, this is a volunteer job.
Garcia told this story to his friend Paul Saldana in 2012 as part of an oral history project.
And how many hours do you have to work? I said, we work about 25, 30 hours a week. What? And when do you work to make money to feed your family? I said, well, don't worry, Dad, we're doing okay. No.
Garcia's dad could not understand why his son would work for free. He told him as much, using a word in Spanish that, well, if I'm being polite, translates to stupid.
He said, you know what? You're more pendejo than I thought you were. And hung up on me.
Garcia's friends called him humble. He was born in a small town and moved to Laredo as a kid. Garcia came to Austin in 1957 to go to UT. After he graduated, he opened his own accounting firm. According to Saldana, Garcia was the first Mexican-American CPA in Austin. In 1972, voters elected him to the school board. That's when his dad had some choice words for him. Garcia served 5 years on the AISD board. And according to newspaper articles, Garcia fought to hire more minority teachers. He also opposed opening a new school in Southwest Austin, afraid it would encourage white families to leave more diverse schools in the city's northeast. Saldana says Garcia was a mentor not just for him, but many others.
Gus was very stern and very intimidating, just, you know, strong voice. But his vulnerability was always young people. He had this just great intuition to recognize the potential in any individual and then help them to make the best use of the abilities and skills that they did have.
Hi, Mr. Garcia. How could I get a job with you? That's literally the first question I asked him.
And bold.
Yeah, I was pretty direct.
Lonnie Limon was 13 years old when he first approached Garcia for a job. He says, growing up in Austin in the 1980s, there weren't a whole lot of Hispanic leaders to look up to.
And I was so happy to meet somebody that was influential I wouldn't even say influential, somebody who was successful. It showed you kind of what you wanted to be, right?
Garcia won a seat on the Austin City Council in 1991. He eventually hired Limon as an intern in his office. During his time on council, Garcia took part in some big decisions for Austin. In the mid-90s, Garcia's vote tipped a council divided over whether to appeal a legal challenge to the city's newly adopted Save Our Springs ordinance. That's a law that limits development in Southwest Austin with the intent of protecting local water sources. The vote meant the ordinance would eventually survive a lawsuit and remain intact. Saldana says Garcia was an environmentalist voice on the council.
He was talking about the importance of mass transportation and looking at alternatives, recognizing that from an environmental perspective, that, you know, getting people out of cars and looking at alternative ways of getting people throughout the city.
Garcia was elected mayor in 2001. He was Austin's first elected Hispanic mayor. He served only 2 years before retiring from public service. 4 years later, AISD named a school after him, what's now the Gus Garcia Young Men's Leadership Academy. On Monday, 10 students stood outside the school to honor Garcia. They recited the school's creed.
I look good. I feel good. I am a Gus Garcia man.
Limon, Garcia's old intern, says he remembers a time when Garcia took a trip to Spain. He came back excited about the culture. He told Limon,
when the Spanish say goodbye, they don't say hasta luego. They don't say, if you're sending a friend off, like, vaya con Dios or whatever, they say, enhorabuena.
Literally, in good hour. I did some internet searching and talked to a friend who lived in Spain, and I couldn't confirm this. It seems like enhorabuena in Spain is a formal way of wishing someone congratulations, not necessarily goodbye. But sometimes rituals among friends take on their own meanings.
That became our thing. He would always say, you know, Lonnie, hope you're doing well. Enhorabuena, Gustavo.
Garcia died early Monday at home with family by his side. He was married, had 3 kids and 5 grandkids.
So when I wrote my little post about him, I said, enhorabuena. You know, I love you, sir. We'll miss you.
In retirement, Garcia played in a band. Here he is singing in that band. Gus Garcia was 84 years old. Audra McGlynn Shee, KUT News.
Rancherita, que alegremente.